just the other day.
All right, welcome back to it on a Tuesday. Good to have you along. I'm Steve Gruber. I'd like you to find stevegruber.com, the brand new website. Tremendous amounts of information there for you. Content is unbelievable and more trustworthy than Drudge, of course. You know, whatever happened to Matt Drudge? It's like he took a deep dive into who knows what, but lost in the left he is. So anyhow, stevegruber.com, the place to be. Here's something you probably won't hear a lot of conversation about right now. But for the next 2 weeks, delegates from nearly 200 countries and 29,000 visitors will be convening in Madrid. If you didn't see the pile of naked people with blood smeared all over them, the animal rights activists, all naked in a big pile in Spain, that'll give you a clue that these are just normal, ordinary, everyday people that have something on their mind. The 2019 United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP25 going on, and it began with a cryptic address by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who said the following: by the end of the coming decade, we'll be on one of two paths, one of which is sleepwalking past the point of no return. And do we want to be remembered as the generation that buried its head in the sand and fiddled as the planet burned? Just kind of an uplifting message from the UN General Secretary. What's being worked on now? Make no mistake, what's being worked on now is a new term for climate change. It's not frightening enough. I'm being serious. It's not frightening enough, and there are calls now. I mean, first it was global cooling, and then it was global warming, and then it was climate change. But that doesn't evoke enough fear in you. And the problem with climate change, of course, was that it was too easy to prove and disprove and show that it wasn't happening. It was too easy to take the numbers and say, this isn't happening, right? And so now, the United States, having backed out, is doing the right thing. Gregory Wrightstone here, the author of An Inconvenient Truth, joining me here on the program. Gregory, welcome back.
Back with you, Steve. Thank you.
Good to have you here. So here we are. You know, I saw the pile of naked people, the animal rights people there in Spain. That was very attractive. Not really. And you know, and all these normal, everyday activist-type people telling us the world is going to fall apart and we're all going to die. But you're giving kudos to Donald Trump for saying, you know what? We're not going to be involved in this nonsense. America is leading the world in reducing carbon emissions and doing all of these things. If you think that's important, America's doing it, and we don't need to be involved with this conference or this nonsense, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I just had an article published in Human Events yesterday. The title was Donald Trump and the Benefits of Principled Inaction. It's in praise of him pulling us out of the Paris Climate Accords, because if you look at what they want us to do, they want us to artificially increase our energy costs. That's the object. They want to make anything that creates electricity or energy, anything that uses carbon dioxide, will be taxed. That's what they want us to do.
Now,
they want us to make
everything
more expensive.
But why?
It's to change the temperature of the Earth. That's the goal.
But hold on. Here's the thing. I hear that it has to do with colonialism. It has to do with human rights abuses. This climate change thing, this whole climate change thing and all of these deals, it's not about the temperature of the planet. It's about social change and socialism and all of these things. I mean, that's what I'm reading. Am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, I think you're listening to Greta Thunberg a little bit too much and Al Gore. That's what they're coming out with now. They're trying to grasp at anything right now. I tell you what, Steve, I'm hugely optimistic of what I see as I travel around the country. I just talk to regular people, and I find that most everybody I talk to has really strong skepticism about catastrophic man-made warming. They're just there's severe doubts, and it's getting stronger, I think, every month. I was just a signatory. I was an American signatory on a document that was proposed at the European Union. It proposed last week in Brussels. And I was proud to sign that, that said the statement was there is no climate emergency. And that, it's a fact. And that's why I wrote this article praising Donald Trump for having the courage to do nothing about this. Because if we look at this, they think we can alter the temperature of the earth by changing how much carbon dioxide we're emitting. And we as America, we've reduced our carbon dioxide emissions by 14% over the last decade.
In so the we're last doing what we're 45 supposed to do,
right? Right. Well, in the last 45 days, this is the key. So we're leading the world in market-driven carbon dioxide reductions. That 14% reduction in the last 45 days alone, and just from China, they've increased their carbon dioxide emissions in 45 days.
Well, let me ask you this.
Completely wiping out that 14% reduction.
Right. And isn't China in the process of building dozens and dozens of coal-fired power plants as we speak? As we're tearing them down, they're building them as fast as they possibly can.
Absolutely. They are giving the middle finger to the Paris Climate Accord. They said they're speaking, they're saying things, their lips are moving, but look at what they're doing. What they're right. doing is just the opposite. What they want to do is jumpstart their economy by providing reliable, abundant, low-cost energy
right.
to their people and their businesses.
Yeah, that's
what's wrong with that?
Nothing, I suppose. That's what they're doing, and we're trying to. They're trying to punish America, and I'm glad we're not signing onto it. Donald Trump stepping away from that, the right thing to do. Gregory Wrightstone got to cut it short today. A geologist, author of the best-selling book "Inconvenient Facts: The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know," you can find online. Gregory, as always, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Gregory Wrightstone, everybody, on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.